Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, so DeAndre Hopkins was on the Daily Dose podcast. Dose Congo is the name of DeAndre Hopkins' trainer. Trained Andre Johnson. Trained several players. It was about an hour long conversation. It was interesting. It was really good. I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, Dos Congo's an interesting dude.
Yes.
He's worked with a lot of Texans through the years, training him and everything.
Very much. I enjoyed it. He had good energy on that conversation with Hopkins that they did. There were two cuts that jumped out to me. One, I mean, that podcast came to my attention through one of the cuts that we're going to play here in a second. I found this interesting. DeAndre Hopkins talking about, you know, drafted 27th overall out of Clemson in 2013, coming onto a team where Andre Johnson was the man for a decade, and he talked about the first time ever meeting Andre Johnson.
At first, when I met Dre, I was intimidated because I'm like, damn, this is a big-ass dude, and we play the same position. Mm-hmm. And so initially I thought that I needed to be like Andre, you know, like his size, his strength, and, you know, just be able to do things he do.
Yeah.
What I love about Dre could tell that, you know, I admired him, man. He put his arms around me and was like, this is how you do this. This is how you perfect your craft. This is how you work out in the off season to last this long. These are the things you don't do. These are the places you don't go in Houston. These are the people you hang out with in Houston.
Yeah, he was a big brother. He was funny, man, Andre told a story once. I can't remember if he did this on a podcast or if I heard him tell it, or if he at an event. But just about how DeAndre in his rookie year would just sometimes get frustrated and be like, "Man, why don't they just throw the ball up? Just throw the ball up." And Andre would say, "Listen, man, sometimes you just gotta listen. It just doesn't work like that in the NFL. You gotta set these things up." And it was almost like that Spike the Bulldog with his little sidekick where just that DeAndre was a little chihuahua hopping around.
Yeah.
That was. You think about scenarios that DeAndre could have gone to, and probably, man, for him, because remember there was a sketchy report about what happened at the combine and everything. Like, you just don't know exactly what he might have been if he didn't have an influence like Andre Johnson on the team when he got there.
Yeah, it was a really interesting conversation, and I thought, and we'll get to the Ring of Honor part here in a second. As I'm listening to him talk about Andre Johnson, I'm thinking about this version of the Texans that just drafted two young receivers that they are, you know, they're very high on. They're very high on Jaden Higgins. They're very high on Jalen Knoll. And, you know, Stephon Diggs isn't in there anymore. Tank Dell he'll probably be around but not playing. even guys like Robert Woods not in that room anymore. You know what I mean? Like, is Nico Collins, you know, 5 years in now, is Nico Collins going to be, does he need to be to Jaden Higgins and Jalen Nowell what Andre Johnson was to a young DeAndre Hopkins?
I'll tell you what. Yeah, I mean, Nico's kind of just all of a sudden developing into an elder statesman type of role.
And it's the reason he got the extension. He gets highlighted as a guy now that works like, kind of like Andre. I don't know if anybody worked like Andre, but he's an example that gets used all the time, Nico is.
DeAndre is fascinating because if you look at the Ring of Honor for the Texans, the two guys in the Ring of Honor are Hall of Famers. That am I missing anybody?
Well, Bob McNair's in, but you're talking about players. Right,
The two players are in the two players are there in are Hall of Famers.
Undoubtedly.
Just take a quick guess. Amongst including tight ends, where is DeAndre Hopkins on the all-time receptions list?
For the NFL or for the Texans? Yeah. The NFL. I would guess all-time receptions, probably top 20, I would say, right?
Yeah, he's 16th.
Yeah.
16th in all-time receptions.
Yeah.
And that the only two receivers ahead of him, and this is going to make perfect and total sense when you hear it, because this is the guy that people comped him to. Anquan Boldin is one of them. Then Reggie Wayne and Hines Ward. So like
That are not Hall of Famers.
That are not in the Hall of Fame as receivers that have more receptions.
Yeah.
If he plays this year, he'll surpass Hines Ward, likely on the all-time receptions list. And I don't know. It's a tough one because, Hines Ward had the benefit of playing on some really good teams.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, Reggie Wayne had the benefit of playing with a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yep.
And Anquan Boldin might be the closest comp as far as Anquan Boldin didn't have great quarterbacks, but just consistently got it done. But he was on great teams.
Yeah.
DeAndre is he is 100% in the hall of what might have been.
Yep.
Because he was a skeleton key for quarterbacks.
Yes.
It didn't matter. Brock Osweiler, this is how bad Brock Osweiler was. Brock Osweiler was the only quarterback that DeAndre Hopkins didn't turn into the best version of that quarterback.
Yeah.
Like it didn't matter who was throwing him the ball, but he just never had a steady stream of really good play on a competitive team with a great quarterback the way some of these other Hall of Famers did.
He fits my criteria, which is I'm way more about being among or the best at your position for a short period of time than just piling up receptions over the course of a career. That's why the three names you just named, he's ahead of Hines Ward for me. He's probably ahead of Reggie Wayne for me based on the quarterbacks that he had versus Reggie Wayne, and he's ahead of Anquan Boldin for me. DeAndre Hopkins was a first team all pro three times in like a 4 year period or something. Like, I don't have his Wikipedia page up, but he was thought to be one of the two best receivers in football for multiple years in a row. So I think he's in that conversation. Receiver gets really tricky because there's going to be a log jam at receiver, and B, not to get too nerdy about it, but the Hall of Fame has kind of changed how they do the voting, and it's going to start to get more exclusive here. I want to make sure we get this other cut in about Hopkins. Here was DeAndre Hopkins being asked by Dos Congo about the possibility of him going into the Texans Ring of Honor.
Do you think DeAndre Hopkins should be included into the Ring of Honor? That can be the Q&A or the yes percentage.
I didn't say it, but I'm not going to say I don't think about that as well. I am human, of course. I love Houston. I still live here. My family live here. So, of course, that would be cool, man, just to be in the Houston Ring of Honor one day.
I feel like
even though I only played, 7 years here?
Yeah, but those seven years.
That's short, man. That's not a long time to be on a team, man. Seven years.
Let's put it this way.
I don't know, man. Now I think about it. Do I deserve to be in the Ring of Honor?
let's put it this way. When I go out, if I ever go out or I walk around, I still see a lot of DeAndre Hopkins jerseys and I see Andre Johnson jerseys.
Yeah.
I don't see a new wave of jerseys. So, in my opinion, that's where I think it should be at.
Okay.
I hear you.
Dose did a great job with this conversation. That last part's just not true. There's CJ Stroud jerseys everywhere.
Yeah, not seeing a new wave of jerseys.
Yeah, he's taking up for his guy. I get it.
It is. I like, because I think he is in, he's in the, I don't think he'll probably get into the Hall of Fame because of all those factors that we just talked about. Yeah. But he's 100% in that conversation about, it'll be a debate topic because depending on how long he plays, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
The numbers stack up. I feel like any of the bad feelings that people have about DeAndre Hopkins only came because of the Bill O'Brien, Jack
Easterby era. You're talking about
here,
yeah.
And what came afterwards, and it was one of those things where social media plays a bigger role these days. And, you know, DeAndre ended up fighting people on social media in a way that made it more adversarial than it needed
to be. Trust me, I know.
We looked at because I think there's people in the fan base that kind of forget how, like, it wasn't DeAndre's fault that he got traded for a bag of peanuts and a decrepit running back.
That's right.
But yet, because of the aftermath, kind of like with Chandler Parsons, you know, when Chandler Parsons first left, everybody was like, oh, not that he's in the same conversation player caliber-wise.
Sure. No, I know what you mean, though.
In terms of sentiment,
yes,
it was more just the stuff that happened afterwards that all of a sudden people started to dislike Chandler Parsons.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps fueled by some sports radio hosts, but still. We didn't, when he first left, we were like, ah, crap. Wow, they were going after Chris Bosh. I get it, but we love Chandler Parsons.
Yeah. That will be, you know, forget about the Hall of Fame, just to localize it, the Ring of Honor. DeAndre Hopkins is one of the more interesting debates for that, just because he's got the chops. I mean, he's got the resume. And we don't know what the criteria is yet. All we know is there's two Hall of Fame. If you got to be in the Hall of Fame or be on a surefire Hall of Fame track to get into the Ring of Honor, we might go 20 years before we get somebody else in there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I would say, where would you put, if you had to,
mm-hmm.
if you had to make a decision between Arian Foster and DeAndre Hopkins, who would it be?
Wow, that's a tough one, man.
That's why I asked you.
Because
you're smarter than me, Sean.
I would say, because some of it is based on sentiment, and Arian is sort of reconnected with the team. He ran the team out onto the field last year. That might be the tiebreaker. Like, Arian, too, was for 3 or 4 seasons among the best at his position. I've said all along, a healthy Arian Foster is one of the 5 or 10 best running backs I've ever seen.
Yeah, and for running backs especially, just the window in which they can produce is so small that it's hard with running backs because they kind of get, you know, you look at Terrell Davis, if he hadn't won a Super Bowl and if he hadn't been on those high-powered offenses, I don't know his lasting legacy would have been.
Yeah.
So it's hard to disentangle the actual emotion about the team itself and what was their ultimate level of success.
I would say Arian, and yet I think DeAndre Hopkins was a first-team All-Pro more times than Arian Foster was. That's the subjectivity on that. That's a really, really fun debate. Do I need to pender poll that one, Seth? Do I need to see what the people
say? I don't know. I feel so dirty after any of these Hall of Fame or Ring of Honor discussions, because you end up taking somebody you really, really like and saying like, no,
yep.
You're a loser.
Yep. Yeah, no, I'm definitely putting up a Pender poll for sure. All right, Payne and Pender cast with you. Into the 8 o'clock hour we go. Hey, we got to get to this the story from Friday night, actually. If you're a college sports fan, your world got turned upside down on Friday night by a ruling in a courtroom in California. We'll get to that.
California?
Is Nick Caserio a top 10 GM as well? There's an article that says... Yes.
We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah. Yes. No. Maybe. We'll see. We'll get to that in the 8 o'clock hour as well. Stay there.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman... Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.